I'm Despina Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching, and this is George Nicola.
Twin power.
We are the twins. We are the family. And we are here to say we love you. Today, we are looking at living with regret and having a new outlook in life. When we have lived our lives and we're happy, and then we do one, we make one decision and everything goes down a downward spiral. This can cause sleepless nights. It can cause you to have heart palpitations. It can cause you to not be able to function well at work.
So we're talking about regrets.
We're talking about regrets. Right. I'm going to tell you about this in a story of a friend of mine. His name is Harry. It's not his real name, but I didn't want to use his real name. But This is a true story. And how he went from just one signature that caused him financial ruin and how he was able to develop a new outlook in life. So his mother, this is his story. His mother, a single parent, spent many hours working two jobs, trying to bring home to her family. She lived in a house with her two children, leaky roof, and couldn't make ends meet. Now, he had no father. His father abandoned him at about 40 days old. And so his mother brought up his sister and him by herself. They were very poor and they went through a lot of financial insecurities and Now, when he was about the age of 18, he decided that he didn't want to live the life that he was living. And so he left his home. He was going to go abroad to study because he thought that an education would be able to help him climb up the ladder in life and get out of the place he was living and the situation he was living.
Get out of his hole that he was living.
He had no money. His uncle gave him money. He was able to get his ticket over abroad. He worked really hard with his studies. He got a part-time job. He excelled in his studies. He managed to also get honours in his degree. And he got a job. He got a really good job and he met the love of his life.
Oh, lovely.
And he was very, very happy. After working for a couple of years, his mother started ringing him up. I'm miserable. Come home. I'm living here in this home. You know, nobody comes and helps me. So he decided that he needed to support his mother. And his mother made the condition that if he returned, he wasn't allowed to bring his girlfriend.
Harsh.
Devastated.
Damn.
But feeling this this urge to help his mother, he separated from his girlfriend, came back to Cyprus, and lived in a leaky house with no job. Again, he went to his uncle to ask if he had a job. His uncle was a successful businessman. He got a low-paying job at his uncle's in exchange for him to sign a contract to be a guarantor for his uncle, 500,000 euros. He signed the contract naively, not really realizing what he was doing, and his uncle had no intention of paying the loan. And so there he was with a loan, 500,000, and a young boy, a young
man.
Anyway, at that, this was the time where we met up with him.
Okay.
And so it was that time that we had to move from what if to what is.
Nice.
We had to take constructive steps to move away from what if.
An example of what if.
What
is,
if I'm not going to be able to pay? What if I'm the sky's going to fall on me?
Okay.
What if? So we had to move away from what if to what is. The situation is that he did have his sister who loved him. He did have prospects for getting a job. Now, we went through about 5 steps in order to change his perception. And you guys can use these 5 steps. Step one, we named the emotion. What exactly was he feeling? In one word, betrayal.
A big time. Yeah.
Lied to. He didn't know what the truth was. Everybody was lying to him. So in one word, betrayal. Because he was so emotionally flooded, we had to get out of that what if to what is he going to do? So
it's a big step. It's a big step to move from what if to.
Because you're emotionally flooded, and once we wrote it down, the brain could get into the quick problem solving mode. So he was able to start problem solving.
Powerful.
So the first step we decided to do, in this first step, we had to make decisions, the problem solving. Number one was to cut ties with the people that had hurt him. His uncle, the people that had betrayed him. He still loved his mother, but he didn't trust her anymore. Oof. The veil had been taken off. He saw reality. Mm. The second step was to make trustworthy friends. And the third step
It's important, hey, making trustworthy friends.
Definitely.
Just mix around with people who are of like mind.
Mm.
Yeah, nice. What's the third step?
And the third step was to think of ways of paying this loan back, to make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Now, so that was step one. Step two was to show gratitude. What is that his heart is beating. He's breathing.
Yeah.
He woke up in the morning. He found a really good job. He made some amazing friends. That was what is. So every step of the day, every day, how many times a day he shows gratitude. The third step was to shut the negative chatter. So as soon as something negative, I'm not going to be able to pay this loan. What if? What is? What is? I've got 2 hands. I've got this really good job.
Yeah.
He opened up another job. He started his own business. So he was working 2 jobs. Now,
dude's a hero, man.
The fourth step was for him to make amends with what had happened in the past.
In the past. His girlfriend.
His girlfriend. He wrote a letter to his girlfriend and apologized for leaving her. He apologized for his behavior. He asked for forgiveness. She didn't want back because he had hurt her so much.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he made amends, which made him feel better.
Nice.
Now, the final step, which I'm going to use it, it's a bit of an analogy, was how perception changes. And our perception of loss changed. And so in his life, we're going to talk about how perception changes with seasons. He wasn't stuck in autumn or fall. He wasn't stuck in loss. He wasn't.
Autumn meaning like the leaves falling off the tree, autumn?
Yeah, losing things.
Okay.
He had lost the toxic people in his life, what he was used to. He was lost. He had lost false hope. He had lost hope of being able to make money or asking his uncle to pay for the loan or whatever. That he had dealt with loss. And then came the bitter, sweet season of winter where he had to face the bitter, cold truth that these people weren't going to save him.
Wow.
He had to face winter where the veil
good analogy.
Is pulled up and his eyes were open. And in the winter, He was able to see spring. It changed to spring, the rebirth, the regrowth.
Wow.
He started to be reborn. He started to be like resurrected from the death. He became born.
He bounced back. Nice.
And then, and now he's in the summer stage where he's starting to really enjoy his life, enjoying his friend, enjoying his new girlfriend, where they're going to get married soon.
Fabulous.
And so he has become a mentor for many people that have been betrayed. He actually, a lot of people go to him for support.
That's some like deep regret right there, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine the betrayal on that one. $500,000. Ooh.
Yeah. $500,000. But he's just about paid it off. And he's actually, I believe in a couple of years, he'll be a millionaire because he's been so hurt. And so you guys, what I want to say to you guys is don't get stuck in a season. Even though you might feel you're in the fall or in the autumn wherever you're losing things, even when you face the bitter truth of winter, you really face reality, then you can start doing something about it and replanting.
Regenerate.
Excellent. And you go to summer.
Nice.
Where there will be a season of reaping your rewards.
Yeah.
You guys, thank you for joining us. And remember to join us next week, where we will be looking at what we are doing wrong as parents or as adults to our children. We're looking at how we have created a generation of entitled youngsters.
Ouch.
What we are doing wrong.
Cool.
Yeah. So that will be exciting next
entitlement,
week.
Entitlement.
Narcissistic youngsters and how we have created them. Remember to subscribe, please.
Smash it.
To thisbenanicola.com. It's my channel. And you can find a lot of podcasts like this. You can find articles.
Free articles.
Yeah, and other things. There's a lot there.
Nice.
And yes, and remember, peace, love, and rainbows till next week.
Plenty of fluffy rainbows and fluffy clouds.
And live your life.